At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money presented by DraftKings. Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. Of course, this is VSiN, the sports betting network. It's a Tuesday, final hour, a Berkey Tuesday. Now, I want to do a special read because this can lead us into our draft coverage over at VSiN.com. Managing editor, of course, Adam Burke. We've got a great lineup starting at 6 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. Tim Murray, Jonathan Von Tobel, Mike Golic Sr., Mike Golic Jr. are going to join them. And then you can stay locked in. We've got a special edition of the GM Shuffle with Michael Lombardi and Femi Abebefe, bringing you real-time analysis of first-round picks. So Michael's going to give his thoughts on every draft pick and trade as they happen. You can watch this special edition of the GM Shuffle on VSiN, DraftKings Network, or on the VSiN YouTube page. And then, of course, cap off the draft with VSiN tonight. Find all your NFL draft betting coverage, including Matt Heumann's mock draft at VSiN.com/draft. So that was a long way of saying hello to Adam Burke. And I'm guessing your boys and girls over there at VSiN.com are busy with the draft coverage, Mr. Burke.
We're busy with everything over at VSiN.com. We got a lot of great stuff. Kentucky Derby Primer coming out on Monday night as well. So, you know, we're working on some horse racing stuff. Look, I will say in full disclosure, I mean, writing about the draft is brutal because the line moves are so significant. They move so much. It's a very, very inefficient market. So by the time you get up an article, you know, with some draft subject matter, it may be irrelevant within 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, you know, so we saw a lot of movement, of course, with Drake May and Jaden Daniels and who's going to go second and all of that. You know, I wrote up a piece on the first-round quarterbacks about a week or so ago, and it's, like, super dated now. So I'm going to go in and update it, you know, in terms of the odds and make it reflective of that. But, yeah, we're going to try to keep up with as much as we can in terms of the draft here, in terms of the big news that's happening. We got mock drafts from Matt Heumann's and Tim Murray. We'll probably get a 2.0 version from Tim. I imagine we'll get one from Heumann's as well. We'll see. But, yeah, we'll have some best bets and some insight over there at VSiN.com, but it's a tough market to try and pin down because, you know, the lines are just moving so much, you're always chasing your tail.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, the volatility is a thing, and Dustin, we were just talking about it during the break. You know, even somebody like a Michael Penix Jr., we start the program to go under 32.5 as far as draft position, and this is how volatile it is. Minus 200, it's now up to minus 275, so it changes literally within minutes.
Yeah, and what's interesting about the draft is, like, you don't love to just lay wood like that, but at the same time, if you don't lay it now, 3 days from now, you're not going to get a number that you can lay at all. And that's what it looks like is happening with Penix and a few other bets out there.
100%. Yeah. I neglected to mention a podcast that I subscribe to and I listen to. It's called Double Play, a baseball podcast. You guys are going to be recording one coming up on Thursday. Just did one on Monday. You can go download Dustin and Adam's podcast, the baseball podcast. It's great. Download it. VSiN.com, DraftKings Network, Spotify. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. So you've got the Kentucky Derby Primer. You've got the mocks over at VSiN.com. We had an 11-page NBA playoff primer for free, which you can still go find. And I'm guessing the NBA content is crazy, along with the NHL. The games last night, I'm not sure if you got into them at all, but the Knicks game and then into the Lakers-Nuggets game was wild last night, Adam.
I've actually spent my time watching the NHL playoffs. For me, I mean, I think that the NHL is – look, I mean, I'm kind of a hockey guy, right? My handle is skating tripods. I played growing up, played in high school, played men's league, you know, all that kind of thing. So, you know, I wish I had more time to follow the NHL, but certainly when you get to the playoffs, you know, a lot of must-watch television there with those, with how interesting – you know, a lot of those playoff series become. And I think one got really interesting in the Western Conference here, actually, with Thatcher Demko going out for the Canucks. The drop-off from Thatcher Demko to everybody else is quite significant. I mean, he was the goalie of record for 35 of Vancouver's 50 wins during the regular season. Much better stats in both goals against average and save percentage. And the thing about it is, you know, game one in that series between the Canucks and Predators was pretty even, to be honest with you. Demko made some really big saves in the second and third period that helped Vancouver to that victory. This is a big drop-off in net for them. So I don't know if you want to attack it by maybe looking at, you know, some total bets. I know Nashville is a little bit better than 2-1 now to win the series and come back, given that they lost game one. You know, if they can win game two here and take it back to Nashville with a split and then all of a sudden take away home ice advantage, Nashville could be very live in that series because that's such a big Demko injury. He's definitely out for game two. He's questionable for the rest of the series. But, you know, I had said, and I wrote up a first-round preview article over at VSiN.com, my favorite series bet was Vancouver because they had played a good portion of the last month and a half or so without Demko. They weren't very good. They were kind of a pedestrian team in that span. But when he did play, he was outstanding. So I thought they'd be in really good shape with him coming back, but now it appears he's questionable for the rest of the series. So I do think Nashville could end up being pretty live at this point in time.
That's tremendous. And I don't know if you know that your podcast partner is not a big, he's a massive Islanders fan, Dustin Swedelson. And of course, he knows they're down 0-2 in the series to the Hurricanes and in dramatic fashion. How about boys jumping out to a 3-0 lead yesterday in Carolina and losing 5-3? Does not get worse than that for your Isles, big guy.
No, the group text was going crazy, my dad and my brother, but I had nothing to add. I miss being an Islanders fan. However, once I saw they were up 2-0, and I was like, oh, cool, they're going to cruise to a win, even the series. And then I checked the score later. I couldn't believe they lost last night. Big Islander fan over here. Go way back. Ziggy Palfy, Pierre Turgeon, Steve Thomas. Those are my guys.
Are they?
Something I want to mention about that series real quick. Please. Carolina, through two games, has 71 scoring chances at 5-on-5, 24 high danger chances. They are really carrying the play at 5-on-5. So that was an even bigger loss given the context of where this series is for the Islanders. I mean, that's one that, if they win that game, maybe they have a shot, despite getting outplayed pretty badly through the first two games. Now, I think it's only a matter of time. Is it Carolina on 4 or Carolina on 5?
So you recently wrote an article over at VSiN.com. Should you bet against the White Sox in every game? So this is interesting. The White Sox are 3-19. Their differential is minus 78. Boys, help put into context exactly what we're seeing right now from the Chicago White Sox.
Well, let me put this in context. I bet them for the first five yesterday, and I think they were down 6-0 after the fifth inning. So they got shut out for the eighth time this season. It is incredible how bad they are. And the reality of it is, you know, I looked at that matchup. It was Jonathan Cannon's second major league start going up against Chris Paddock. Paddock had just gotten blown up by Baltimore, who's obviously a much better team than Chicago. I mean, Baltimore's AAA team might be better than the White Sox. And I don't think that's really that big of a stretch, especially with the lineup that they have. Although Heston Kjerstad just got called up yesterday. But the White Sox are horrific. I mean, it is beyond awful how bad this team is. They actually had 3 1-run losses to start the season. All but two of their losses since then have been on the run line. So they are incredibly bad. I probably learned a lesson yesterday. Thought I was being too cute. Thought that the line provided a little bit of value on the White Sox. We're at the point now where I'm guessing if you model baseball, you probably have value on the White Sox more often than not, and it's still something that I don't think that you can take at this point in time.
Their best hitters are hitting 211 and 250. Like, Gavin Sheets at 254 is far and away their best hitter right now. Like, it's not close. Guys like Andrew Vaughn, Andrew Benintendi. By the way, it's only going to get worse because they're going to sell off as many pieces as they can of veteran guys and play as many young players as they can throughout the season. Garrett Crochet got off to a really good start of the season, but now he's getting hit around even though he throws really hard. We're seeing that he isn't quite built up to be a starter. They have nothing to offer you on a day-to-day value. This is actually all-time bad. I think this actually may be worse than some of the recent A's teams we've seen, simply because at least the A's were young players coming up who could improve with talent. This is a lot of veterans that just aren't going to get it done at any point in time.
Well, so here's the question, right? I mean, they are a massive historical outlier right now with how bad they've been. Now, I'm sure there are other 22-game stretches where teams have performed this poorly. Probably not the start of season, but this is a team right now. They're batting .190, .263 on base, .285 slugging, right? If you look, going back to the 2003 Detroit Tigers, who, as I'm sure Patrick remembers, were incredibly bad, 43-119.
Yep.
Even that team wasn't as bad offensively as this White Sox team is so far this season. So the question is basically like, okay, does positive regression take place because it kind of has to, because they're historically bad offensively, or are they just historically bad? Like, will this be the worst team of all time? You could very much make that argument. And while, right now their numbers are quite a bit off from the previous worst teams in history in terms of their offensive performance, it's hard to see them gaining 32 points in batting average. It's hard to see them gaining, 50 points in slugging percentage to not be the worst team over the last 20-plus years. So you could conceivably make an argument to say you should blindly bet against this team every game. That said, there will be some games they luck into a win at plus 300 or plus 250, plus 225, whatever the case may be. But, man, there are no redeeming qualities for this team at all. And the reality of it is, they must be miserable going to the ballpark every day, and it's not like that's going to change at any point in time because they don't have anybody to call up that's going to inject some life into this team other than Colson Montgomery.
And a little trivia for the year that, and it's the worst year an AL team has ever had, my Tigers, a little trivia that stinks, Alan Trammell was the manager that year, which is kind of depressing because he's one of the all-time great Tigers. How are they? I don't know this answer, boys, so I'm putting you on the spot. How are they pricing the first inning for the White Sox as far as Yerfie and Nerfies?
Oh,
because you're eliminating three outs.
That is
right?
Interesting.
Like, it's not. But I'm just looking right now. It's Fetty and Lopez tonight in Minnesota. I'm just going to take a look and see how they're pricing that.
But remember, their pitchers are also very susceptible to giving up those runs.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it does balance it, even with three less outs.
I mean, the question is, a run line is +1.5. Do we get to a point where the White Sox default run line is +2.5 this year?
Oh, geez. That is wild. The White Sox, you can go read the article over at beeson.com. More with Adam Burke next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, we've been talking about it. Horse racing for the Kentucky Derby, NBA postseason. Adam's got you covered with the NHL, the draft. It's all there. Brand new, VSIN.com. They do a great job. Make sure you check it out. It's great on the mobile. It's much easier for me while I'm taking a walk to take a look at VSIN.com on the mobile. You get everything you need, including the podcasts, Double Play, a baseball podcast over there. Adam Burke is here, VSiN.com's managing editor. I did want to bring up a game tonight. It's not on your plays, but we talked before the season started about the Nats. Boys, Abrams legit. The Nats took 2 of 3 in Los Angeles here at the Dodgers. They just took 2 of 3 from Houston, and they open up a set against the Dodgers tonight. Now, you don't love to see it with Corbin on the bump, but he's plus 194, two lefties with Paxton for the Dodgers at minus 215. Any thoughts just overall, not just on the game, but on what the Nats have done? They steal a million bases.
The rebuild looks like they're doing it well. Wouldn't it be funny, too, if they go, you know what? We think the young guy's got experience. We're in on Juan Soto in the offseason. And after trading him and getting all those prospects, they call him back up. They got more guys coming down the line, too. They got that outfielder. What's his name? With a C. Dylan Cruz. He's coming up next in the pipeline. Mackenzie Gore, I think, got hit a little bit his last start, but prior to that, looked really, really good. And Abrams is a beast at shortstop. Lane Thomas is a stud in the middle of that lineup. I really like the way the rebuild is going. However, tonight, it's the Dodgers, it's Corbin, and I don't care how bad the Dodgers have looked over the last week, team total's my play, over 5.5.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on Corbin with Dustin's money, so, you know, that's definitely one that I'm not looking at. But I will say this, not only is Dylan Cruz coming, James Wood is coming too. And James Wood put on a laser show display throughout spring training. Batted 364, hit 4 home runs, he drove the ball really, really well. He's hitting well at the minor league level too. That's a guy that's coming real soon. I think he's only 21. He's not even 22 yet for about half the year. So that's another guy who's coming down the pipeline for them. But, man, this pitching, they got a lot of things to figure out. Obviously, Corbin's just out there eating innings, being a sacrificial lamb, playing out that contract. Jake Irvin is not a dude. Trevor Williams is just eating innings. Mitchell Parker might be a guy. You know, he came out and he's looked good, you know, early in his young major league career. But, I mean, the position player group is really interesting for this team. And as the year goes along, I mean, some of these young teams can get off to good starts. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, some of these teams can get off to good starts. But over 162 games, a lack of depth, a lack of ability to make adjustments, those things will hurt. I do think the Nationals will fall off as the season goes along. But individual players, Abrams specifically, kind of making some noise here at the big league level to make things look pretty good going forward with their position player group.
Yeah, Abrams, he gets on and he runs. Let's get to a few plays for tonight. You do like the Jays with Gausman at Waka Waka and the Royals slaying $122 here with the Blue Jays, Adam.
Yeah, I like Michael Waka, Flock of Flame, but I can't do it here today. And honestly, I'm looking to fade the Royals right now. I mean, this is a team, honestly, I'm kind of looking to fade Cleveland too for the same reason. But this is a Royals team at 6-1 against Chicago. Like, it's really nice to be able to play the White Sox. And the Guardians have played both Oakland and Chicago, played Oakland twice. Now, Oakland's actually a much better team than Chicago, but Cleveland faces Boston, Atlanta, Houston this week. I think they'll kind of come back to earth a little bit. But I think Kansas City's coming back to earth here pretty quickly, too. I still think that the rotation is pretty good. But here's the thing. When you're not facing the White Sox of the world, you're facing teams that can actually pitch. Toronto can actually pitch. Kevin Gausman looked pretty good in his last start against the Yankees. Velocity was back, had a little bit more swing and miss in the arsenal. Just generally looked better. Their bullpen's been better with Jordan Romano and Eric Swanson back. Both of those guys have been used a lot here lately, so we'll see what they do in high leverage today if they get into that position. But I think that the Blue Jays are, you know, a worthwhile bet in this game, largely just a fade of Kansas City stepping up in class a little bit, because I don't have anything bad to say about Michael Waka. I just think Toronto is a much better team than a lot of the teams the Royals have played here so far.
Your Blue Jays, big guy.
Yeah, look, I agree with Adam on the Royals, by the way. There's just not enough pop in that lineup. They got like 3 or 4 guys who are solid all, so you can't rely on Salvador Perez to, you know, play a full season at his age at this point, although he's still mashing, which is crazy with all the wear and tear on his body. The Blue Jays obviously frustrate me. They're a team that they're like my Phoenix Suns. I can't quit thinking that if they put it all together, how dangerous they could be. Vlad just isn't hitting, man. And he's a different player than he was a few years ago. He might actually need to get fat again because he lost a bunch of weight and he got worse at baseball. Like, maybe he needs that pudge to, like, go around there and swing better because he's just not the same hitter he was a few years ago. I'm concerned about Gausman, though. So Kevin Gausman has not gotten off to a good start. He was injured in spring training this year. He is a big key for them because when things aren't going right, they knew for the last couple of years they can rely on him every fifth day to end any type of skid. Hopefully today is when he gets back on track against the Royals because, like I said, I think they're a light-hitting team overall.
Maybe Guerrero jumped in on the JVT and big guy weight loss challenge.
He's taking the PEDs.
He's a big fan of primetime.
He's taking the PEDs JVT's taken.
He might be. Next up. You're going to go first five with the Mariners and Gilbert v. Rangers and Dunning tonight in Texas there, Berkey.
So I'm going to do this to myself again. I did this to myself last year throughout most of the season. Dane Dunning's just not that good. And, you know, his advanced metrics, his expected metrics kind of point in that direction once again. I lost a lot of money fading this dude last year. Now, he did struggle throughout the summer months and then, you know, I mean, kind of got to where I expected him to get to, but still. Guy last year with a 370 ERA, 448 expected ERA. This season through four starts, 391 ERA and a 681 expected ERA. He's given up a ton of hard contact. He's got a 15.5% barrel rate against, 51.7% hard hit rate. Like, the quality of his arsenal is not good. And yet, he's running a 189 batting average on balls in play against. Now, to be fair, home runs don't count towards that. But an 83% left on base percentage, like, the stuff, the numbers, the analytics, they just don't point to this guy continuing to have a sub-4 ERA. And also Stuff Plus, which is a metric derived by Eno Saris, who's a phenomenal baseball writer over at The Athletic, he's one of the worst pitchers in baseball this season with a minimum of 20 innings pitched. Whereas Logan Gilbert, in terms of Stuff Plus, top five guy, added more of a splitter this year. At least he's using it more this year. That's a swing and miss pitch for him. He's a guy who generates a lot of swing and miss with a great fastball. He'll give up some home runs. He's a guy who's around the zone a lot, throws a lot of strikes. You'll give up home runs when you're around the zone a ton. But I just think Gilbert is so much better than Dane Dunning that if I'm getting kind of that money line pick'em scenario with the Mariners at -110 for the first five, it's got to be a play for me because I got to fade Dunning here. It's what the numbers are telling me.
Yeah. Look, this was the first game that jumped out to me on the board, guys. I love the Mariners. It's simple. Logan Gilbert's a stud. Dane Dunning gets hit by everyone, including Seattle. Seattle hitters specifically have great numbers against him lifetime. Gilbert's been awesome this year. Four starts, 2.33 ERA, 2.88 in 10 starts against the Rangers. Logan Gilbert's the play, backing him 100% of the time here.
Do you think that Rizzo, who runs the Nats, if you had the Corbin conversation, would stop you and say, "Hear me out"? Because the year they won, when they signed him and won a World Series, he was freaking awesome. He was coming out of the bullpen. Like, he did everything for him and then been a disaster. And remember, after the World Series year, they also signed Strasburg to that huge extension. So it was a little bit of a mess after winning a World Series. But it's like the Corbin thing worked and then turned into a laughingstock.
Well, that's the tax you pay, right? Everything's justified if you won the World Series. You won the World Series with him, and unfortunately that's going to cost you like $20 million a year a few years after down the road. But you got the ring, and that's all that matters.
Flags fly forever. That's it. I mean, if I ran a team and I had the chance to go all in and sell out for a title, I'm going to try to do it. You know, I mean, the Nationals don't operate in the world that the Dodgers do, where they can go all in and spend $400 million on their payroll and defer a bunch of money until most of us are dead and buried. So, you know, the Nationals didn't really have that luxury, and they were at a point where their core was starting to age. There were some guys they definitely needed to move. I mean, obviously they dodged a real big bullet with Anthony Rendon. But, you know, look, I mean, Corbin is a guy who he did kind of sell out for that 2019 season. Same with Strasburg, who obviously was never the same and really didn't pitch much after that. But Corbin immediately had a massive velocity decrease, and it happened during the COVID year too, where, you know, guys didn't have to plan for 200 innings. They were going to pitch 60, 65 innings. But Corbin, he just didn't have it. He just couldn't reach back and really find anything. And I don't know if it's shattered confidence. I don't know if it's just a lack of life on the slider. could just very well be the aging curve. I mean, he's a guy who had 3 200 inning seasons before he turned 30. Maybe his body just couldn't do it anymore. And as a two-pitch pitcher, if you don't have one of those pitches, you're SOL when you're on the mound. So I think it's just kind of been that for Corbin here. But I will say this, to his credit, as bad as he's been on a rebuilding team, he's had three straight years of 31 or more starts. He's doing what he's supposed to do to eat innings and protect the young arms. Has he been effective? Absolutely not. But that's not really been the concern for the Nationals the last few years.
Yeah, that's a great point. He's been Pac-Man with the innings. The Astros are 7-16, and they're plus 215 in the AL West. In 30 seconds, boys, is that insane?
We're getting close to a buy point on Houston, I think.
Yeah, there's going to be a buy low because the pitchers are going to – their whole staff is on the IL. They get healthy, they'll make some noise in the summer.
VSiN.com, Double Play, a baseball podcast with Adam Burke and Dustin Sweetelson. Berkey, great stuff. We'll see you next week. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Boys.
Okay, coming up, Aaron Halterman.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You want splits? I got splits. How about this? I'll give them to you for 2 weeks for free. VSiN.com/splits. So these are updated every 5 minutes straight from DraftKings. Again, you can see where the money's going. See if it matches your opinion. Give it a try for 2 weeks. If you like it, stick around. If you don't, here you go. VSiN.com/splits. Sign up for free. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, absolutely shoveling grub into his pie hole right now. And we are joined by Aaron Halterman, my guy, RacingDudes.com handicapper, dudes who bet sports. He's got a lot of opinions today. I'm just going to read a text I received from Aaron Halterman earlier today, and he's brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. Remember I told you, we've got you covered when it comes to Kentucky Derby Saturday. You know, first Saturday in May. Aaron and I are going to be taking over the Lombardi line to give you a Kentucky Derby preview. And then Mike Somich, of course, great with the horses later in the day. And he said, Aaron Halterman, this morning I started really thinking about the Derby show. I really think this is one of the most fascinating derbies I've ever seen. Okay, I'll let you fill in the blank. Why, Mr. Halterman, is this going to be a fascinating derby?
Yeah, I'm getting pretty excited. I think the handicapping is going to be tough, but I think it's fascinating because we could see literally anything. All the real contenders for this year's Derby, they have like major flaws in them. Like they're good horses, like the top four or five, but they're all, it's like, I like this horse, but I like this horse, but. And I think that's what kind of makes it interesting is we can sit here and debate and talk about these horses and like, okay, I really like, you know, Fierceness, let's say, who's going to be the favorite, but sometimes he just runs so bad, it's hard to believe, you know? And so you just kind of go back and forth in your head. It's like, we're going to have to make decisions like, okay, look, who is the horse we actually need to take? And what flaws can we kind of ignore for this race that we can kind of mask? And I mean, you even take Fierceness, and the possibilities are kind of there that we could see something special as well. He's running races better than like American Pharoah or Justified ran up to this point. So, I mean, if he shows up, we might see something really special. So you've kind of got all aspects covered for this year's Derby. It's going to be awesome.
That's a great answer. And just for context, Fierceness, who he's discussing, he just compared to two Triple Crown winners. So that gives you idea. That gives you an idea of the roller coaster nature of what this Kentucky Derby will present this year. We'll have a special broadcast on Kentucky Derby Saturday. Let's start with the late series tonight because you have a lot of thoughts. So Nashville and Vancouver, a 1-0 series lead right now for the Canucks. The Canucks are laying $1.19, Nashville plus 106 tonight. But Demko for the Canucks is day-to-day. Let's get your overview on this series.
Well, I think Mike Somich and I, you mentioned him earlier, we're kind of alike in this. We really like the Predators. We like the Predators not only to win tonight, but win the series. We feel like they are a team that can make a run. And so with Nashville, I was disappointed in the result of game one because I did bet Nashville in game one. But the style of play is exactly what I wanted to see. They just didn't get a lot of breaks, a lot of bounces go their way. But the style of play is perfect. That's what you want to see. Shots in the low 20s, pretty defensive game. Nashville getting, the majority of the time Nashville had the puck, so they were kind of getting into their game. Tonight in game two, if they can do the same kind of thing, I'm extremely confident. I love that they lost game one and we can wheel them back for game two and get a little bit better of a price as well. So there's a lot I still really like about Nashville. I'm still pretty excited about them despite the loss. I think on paper, you look at the 4-2 loss to Vancouver and you go, oh man, maybe I have this wrong. No, that was a very evenly matched game. And until about 10 minutes left in the game, Nashville looked like they were going to win. So I'm wheeling right back with Nashville tonight. I think they're better than Vancouver.
Well, you may not know this, but Sharp Money has adopted the Nashville Predators as a family play. And we've already got, we're headed to Beale Street when the Preds win the Stanley Cup, the big guy, myself, and Mike Somich. Now, did we want Somich to come? Let's be honest, not really. Replace him with you, maybe. But what? Go ahead, big guy. What do you got?
Nick Nurse timeout here. Making it evidently clear I'm calling a timeout. Beale Street is Memphis. Broadway is Nashville. Just a correction.
Let me just say, you may not know this, but we've adopted the Preds as our family team, and we're headed to Broadway.
Look, they get really upset when you confuse those two cities.
They're a bunch of donks, okay? We just care about this team because we got a price. Who cares about Nashville hanging out with Morgan Wallen chucking chairs off the top of roofs, okay? They're a bunch of drunks. Look, there's a couple of things I know about you, Halterman. One, you love hockey. Two, you're a really nice guy. Three, you love your in-laws. And four, you can't quit the Cincinnati Reds.
All four correct. And I will point out one more thing. I cannot quit the Cincinnati Reds when Abbott is on the mound. Andrew Abbott, of course, the rookie last year, the sensation. He came up last year and looked great. Now, unfortunately, he did tail off towards the end of last year, so I was a little bit worried about this year beginning, but he's looked good. You know, he's got four starts under his belt. He's been solid in all four starts, so there's no reason to worry about Andrew Abbott. He's kind of regained the form. Man, he just got a little tired last year. He's back. So I like him at a plus number today, plus 110 with Abbott on the mound. I know they're hosting the Phillies. They're a solid team as well. Phillies got the best of them last night. Phillies have Sanchez on the mound. He's pretty solid as well. But, you know, the Reds took 2 out of 3 in Philadelphia earlier in the year, and this is just a spot where I think the Reds get even in the series and make it a 1-1 series. Again, Andrew Abbott on the mound, plus money, the Reds at home. All things I love, and I've loved it now for over a year almost since we started talking about the Reds. So I'll go with Cincinnati again tonight.
Any truth to the rumor? Dustin said that you and your wife were thinking about naming your kid De La Cruz Halterman.
Well, there's no truth, Dustin, because we're not going to have a kid. So maybe a cat or a dog. That,
a lot of people say that. The accidents happen. Ask my brother.
I think we're 99.9% good over here with that one. So
there's a better chance of Dustin winning the Kentucky Derby than fierceness than them having a kid. Do you like the Reds tonight catching the plus 110, big guy?
Yeah, I thought about that one at a plus price. I just looked at my board after I placed all my bets and I said, I think I might have gotten out of control today, but I like where Aaron's coming from. I think a key, once we get to this part of the season, is finding where you think the pitching matchup doesn't reflect the number. And I think Andrew Abbott is one of the more underrated arms in baseball that probably doesn't get enough respect in the market when it comes to the lines each time he throws.
Okay, next one. Orioles at the Angels tonight. You're going to lay the 1.5 with the Orioles, Aaron.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stats for you on this one because this is crazy what the Orioles have done so far. So they're, if you just bet them flat run line all year long, they have a 42% ROI. That's incredible. It's 17 points higher than the next best team, the Cleveland Guardians. So just betting them minus a 1.5, it's unbelievable. They've won 15 games. 14 times they've covered the 1.5, guys. I mean, that is insane. So I think the run line is the play tonight for the Baltimore Orioles. It's incredible. They are fifth just straight wagers on the money line. So, you know, it shows you even as heavy favorites, they're still, you know, showing a positive ROI on the money line as well. So Baltimore's been a great team to bet. The hitting, pretty much every stat, you're going to see them in the top five. And tonight, and the big guy's going to be excited about this one, you got Grayson Rodriguez on the mound. He told us a couple of weeks ago he's 18-1 to win the Cy Young. Let's give an update. He's 3-0 with a 2.63 ERA so far. If we think he's going to win tonight, which we do, Dustin, this is looking great right now.
It's only going to go down. Also, we got this exact matchup back on March 30th, Canning versus Rodriguez. Canning allowed 5 earned in 5 innings. Rodriguez, 6 with 1 earned run. He's down to 263 on the year. The Orioles, by the way, 326 lifetime hitters against Canning. I'm on the run line in the first 5 with Baltimore. But Grayson Rodriguez, he is absolutely in the mix for Cy Young. I don't plan on him going away.
Me either. I think he's going to be excellent all year long. You look at him, you know, even the, I think the Boston game, he had a no decision, but he only gave up 2 runs. So 4 starts, 3 wins and a no decision where he pitched really well. And you said it, we saw this game 2 of the season, and Baltimore won 13-4. I mean, we're in Los Angeles tonight. Maybe it makes a little bit of difference, but look, I think Baltimore clearly the best team, clearly the best pitching matchup. I mean, I to me, they were just an automatic play for me tonight.
And the crazy thing about the Orioles, speaking of Samich, his daughter Lily has more hits than Jackson Holliday this year. You know what I'm saying, boys?
That's pretty good. And it's also true.
You know, you can. The thing about it is their lineup is outstanding until you get that 9th spot. And it's like, wow, he totally bombed. And we were on here like a couple weeks ago saying how excited we were. What did he get? 1 hit, guys? Was he like 1-for-30 or something?
He's 1-for-33.
Yeah, and he looks really overmatched. It's not even just like, hey, there's some hope there. He's not ready, and also defensively hasn't looked comfortable at second base.
Nope. I just hammered the Preds tonight. I'm going to be texting you during that game. Let's go. Plus money on the Preds? Let's go. And by the way, I meant that. I'm going to Beale Street. Those two dogs are going to Broadway, and I'm balling out by myself.
You can go to Graceland, too, in Memphis.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with Priscilla Presley. Anywho, RacingDudes.com, Dudes Who Bet Sports is the pod, at Racing_Dudes. He's my guy, Aaron Halterman. Aaron, enjoy the hockey tonight. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. We're coming back with the family vids. Also, Sharp Money Survivor in our plays.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, if you're betting the NBA playoffs tonight, question. Why aren't you betting it at DraftKings? Specifically for new customers, here's why. You bet $5, you get $200 instantly in bonus bets when you use the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. It's a great deal. Of course, DraftKings, official betting partner of the NBA. $5 tonight and all throughout the postseason, $200 instantly in bonus bets. Use that promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. DraftKings, the crown is yours. We got you back here. Sharp Money presented by DraftKings. And speaking of DraftKings, I'm a little worried about the big guy tonight because DraftKings is the best. And our bosses at DraftKings are the best. Stacey McCollum, Len Mead. They're in town and they're having some company cocktails tonight. And the big guy is going. And if you know anything about the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson hanging out at the D there in Las Vegas, I get concerned about you because you're representing the show tonight at a company function. Let's keep it to water, big guy.
So I have a question. Am I still representing the show when I convince everyone to take it to a second location?
We're not. Do not ask Stacy and Len to go to your second location. Okay, that's an automatic no from you. All right, we've got our plays coming up. Family Vids. Now let's do this. Sharp Money Survivor.
Let's go.
So again, this is taken off, and this is exciting because we're starting to get to know you, our VSiN pros. And Sharp Money Survivor is off to a good start this week. Del Guadio. Now, here's the thing. He may or may not be a made man. That doesn't matter because he's a legend. And he's 1-0 on the week. Sharp Money Survivor, pick or die. Big guy, what do we got?
So Del Guadio is the man. He's going on location for all of his shoots because he lives in the town where The Sopranos was filmed. So we get something special with every single time here. He's got to win. He's on the board. In order to win this thing and track down Manny Davison, who's in first place, you're going to have to win 4 to surpass him, 3 to tie. And if the juice is right, if it's juicy, you can end up moving past Manny and winning the combined $550 that we're putting up for this contest.
All right, let's get to it then. Sharp Money Survivor, here's Dell.
How long can you last? It's time to see how the listeners of VSiN do. Your best plays. Your best bets. Longest streak wins.
We're going streaking!
It's Sharp Money Survivor. Pick or die.
Sharp Money Survivor, day number 2. We're standing in front of Holston's, the final scene of The Sopranos, an iconic place here in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Patrick, the name is pronounced Del Guadio. I don't want to send Fat Tony out to your palatial estate in California. Like I said yesterday, which you didn't hear, this isn't my first time on VSiN, as I have been on with Mitch and Paul last summer to talk about my career here in New Jersey on New Jersey Sportsline. But let's move on to tonight's Survivor play. Tonight's Survivor play, Tuesday, is the Colorado Avalanche over the Winnipeg Jets. And Dustin, hopefully no spackle.
All right, so there it is.
That's our guy.
My man's in the shadows, too. What is this, film noir? You can hardly see him.
Yeah,
you saw the end. You saw the shot from Sopranos in the background, but he was like a shadow standing there. It's making me nervous that he might send Fat Tony out to get me here in California. But there it is.
He's Del the man.
Guadio with the Avs tonight.
I like how this – and look, he even sent over some B-roll for us. This is the inside of Holston's, the final scene of The Sopranos. They're waiting for Meadow to parallel park. She's taking forever. The screen goes to black. Audible yell across America in the moment. And apparently they have incredible onion rings, according to one James Gandolfini.
All right, let's get to – thank you, Dell. And trust me. Now, even though you're trying to intimidate me, a little strong arm, I'm pulling for you. All right, I want you to take down these young whippersnappers, including Manny Davison. I'm going to go late night points, rebounds, assists, Terrence Mann, 14.5. Are
That's
you freaking
guy.
Kidding me? This number should be 16.5. We're going to go over. My assumption is Kawhi. Look, you never know with Kawhi. He's a weird bird. He could show up like Willis Reed ripping off the warm-up and just go out there and play. But my assumption is he's not. They need Mann defensively. He's going to play a ton of minutes. 14.5 points, rebounds, assists for Mann. Let's go over that.
I like that. You've had a good read on a lot of these props to start the playoffs. Feels like you've identified Mann as your go-to guy for the Clippers. I may ride with you on that one.
Let's go, big guy.
My first one will go. I'm going to go back to a guy who was very good to me over the weekend. Now, had I done some alt lines with him, I would have gotten nervous. But Damian Lillard goes crazy in the first half, does nothing in the second half. But I'm still going to go with him, even though the number ticked up a bunch. It was 36.5 points and assists on Sunday. It's 37.5. Go back, every time Giannis has missed, he's cleared this number in his last 6 without Giannis, including on Sunday. So averaging about 41 per in points and assists. I think the key for him on offense is seeking out Halliburton on the other side on defense and abusing him. The points came early last week. I think there's a emphasis on getting others involved with the assists this week. I'll go back to Lillard over 37.5 for my first basketball player of the day.
Just like to say this, we're going to get to Ruffalo with another family vid, so get your pen and paper out for Roof Dog. Like to say this, sad news when it comes to the two of them. And so I hate to report that Darren Waller and Kelsey Plum are getting a divorce. But good news for your boy, because, and not that I stand a chance, but if I had Twitter, I'd be sliding in DMs right now. When people go through a divorce, they need comfort. And Kelsey, I'd just like to say, if you need comfort, you can come to Hermosa Beach. That's all I'm saying. That's just a nice offer.
Hold on. Did you not see what she went viral for about 2 weeks ago? Did you not see? It's something you're very passionate about.
Yeah, she was eating popcorn.
Yeah, something I buy you for your birthday every year because people don't understand. It's like one of your few joys in life. It's like reading, history, Winston Churchill, your dog, and popcorn.
Yes, I love popcorn. And Kelsey was eating popcorn, and she got popcorn shamed. And I'm not here for it. Okay, was it weird the way she was throwing the kernels in her mouth? Yes, it was. Was I still into it? Yes, I was.
I will go to an Aces game just to put in a good word for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's get to another family vid. Picks Dogs with the Z, Mr. Ruffalo. Anything else on this one?
Chris Ruffalo, the Roof Dog, over on Twitter. He's got a play for us. Also, he's going to be in studio in May, coming back out to Vegas, where he and I are going to tear up this town. But for now, here's his free play for you.
What's up, Sharp Money? It's your buddy Chris Ruffalo from PickDogs.com here with a selection from today's Major League Baseball action. We're going to go to Nationals Park where the Dodgers are visiting the Nats. And, the Nats, provided some value this season. They took 2 of 3 at Dodger Stadium. But the problem for the Nationals is the lone loss they took in that series came with Patrick Corbin on the mound. You know, Corbin gave up 5 runs on 9 hits in that start. Had struggled with the walks, gave up 4 walks. And in his last 3 starts, Corbin's allowed 16 runs over 18 innings of work. He's got an 8.06 ERA so far this season. And, he's been batting practice for opposing teams for the better part of the last couple seasons, basically since joining the Nationals, and the Dodgers have been no different. I know the Dodgers are a very public team. Sometimes they can get overbet simply because of that, and they're even more overbet now with the addition of Shohei Ohtani. But Corbin, in his last 5 starts against the Dodgers, a 10.71 ERA, 4 or more runs allowed in all 5 of those starts. Dodgers sending out James Paxton. Paxton far from a world beater, but I think he's good enough here. Give me the Dodgers on the run line, laying the -1.5 runs.
Yeah, I don't mind that because Corbin's going to get touched. But I will say this: you can get even money over 10 on the full game. Paxton's going to get hit as well. I'm telling you right now, the Nats. I know our buddy Adam Burke thinks that they're going to fade, and of course they're going to fade. They're a 500 team right now, and they're young. But they have been hitting. They took 2 of 3 not too long ago here in Los Angeles at the Dodgers. They just took 2 of 3 from the Houston Astros. I think they will touch the lefty in Paxton tonight. I'm going to go over the 10 runs there.
Yeah, and Paxton is a guy who doesn't go deep into games either. They could knock him out early, get into the Dodgers bullpen, see what they're working with there. A guy, if you bet, batter props is Lane Thomas is who I'd look at. Lane Thomas is an absolute lefty killer. The splits are crazy. I'm on the team total over for the Dodgers. The Dodgers and Braves team total. Yeah, the Dodgers and Braves team totals in the right situations, I'm going to be betting those more nights than not just because they're absolutely loaded. There's no easy outs 1 through 9 in those lineups.
Okay, Donkey. Let's close some tabs. Final minute of today's Sharp Money. What do you got?
I want to shout out Kevin from Houston, who came by the D to say hello, told me how much he loves VEASAN. He's been a subscriber for 4 years and thanked me for all of the hard work I do on long shots. We spoke for 5 minutes. He thought I was Kelly Bidlin the entire time.
He's a handsome man. You're both. Hey, basically, he said he believes you're a handsome man. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
Kevin.
Our bosses do it too. You know how many times I get an email? Hey, where do we stand with this? And it's an email meant for Kelly, and he gets one for me. We've just started forwarding them to each other.
Yeah, it's a little game. Well, you do host the Sunday show together, so
they call it twins.
Yeah, twinsies. Connor Rogers, thank you. Zach Harper, thank you. Mike Randall, thank you. Adam Burke, thank you. And Aaron Halterman, thank you. And most importantly, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow right here. Sharp Money, presented by DraftKings.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.